Don't panic. For the next hour, let Steve and Paul talk you down from that ledge, right here on RFI. They're the host who won't cop out when there's panic all about.
Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. My name is Steve Benson. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, how you doing?
Don't forget, nothing you are about to hear is true. I decided to sound a little sinister because it's, you know, Halloween's coming up.
The most wonderful time of the year.
It is. You know, actually the kids were lamenting the other day. They said, you know what? I really like Halloween, but it doesn't last long enough. Like, what do you mean it doesn't last long enough? They're like, well, with Christmas, like Christmas, you start getting ready for Christmas, and then, you know, for several, you put the decorations up, and everybody's talking about Christmas, and then Christmas happens, and then the decorations stay up, and then, you know, we go visiting family even after Christmas, and we continue celebrating and getting presents, and just Christmas lasts, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween just, it happens, and then the next day, it's not Halloween. And that's just, we just don't like that. I was like, well, you got the candy. It's like, well, you know, we eat all of our candy in the first day. It's like, yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, they were, I kind of agree with them on that. Why can't we take a little longer?
I've determined that, you know, how it feels like every year, the years get shorter as we get older.
Yeah.
That's not actually true because there's still the same amount of days. What it is every year they start Christmas earlier.
Do you have science to back that up?
Yes, I do.
You do?
For instance, the science would be that Walmart was putting shit for Christmas on, you know, on their shelves in August. There's your science.
My niece works for Walmart, and she posts, you know it's Halloween when Walmart starts putting out the Christmas stuff.
That's true.
It is true. And Walmart knows how to do Christmas, I can tell you that much. They probably know how to do Halloween, too. I'm going to stop when I need something. Like if I just, when I need something, like really need it, and I'm going to go to Walmart. I know that's against everything I believe in. And I've always talked about how I hate Walmart, but I got to tell you, Target, I feel better about myself when I go to Target, but too often I leave there without anything because they didn't have anything that I wanted.
Right.
Walmart always has shit. I was at Target last Christmas, like, season, like, this is funny. I'll tell you why it's funny in a minute. Last Christmas.
Because I won't be able to determine it's funny on my own.
Yeah. It's not that it's funny. It's why it's funny.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The Christmas season, I went to buy some wrapping paper. And I went to Target, and they had no wrapping paper. Zero. Well, zero is not quite right. They had negative wrapping paper. Because they had, like, princess wrapping paper. And I thought, that's worse than having no wrapping paper. And I asked, do you have any wrapping paper in the back? And they're like, no wrapping paper in the back. It's like, what the hell? You didn't order enough wrapping paper. Well, we don't want to have a bunch left over. They're like, well, now you don't get to sell it. So I posted on Facebook, and I complained that Target has no wrapping paper. And so my niece, who works at Walmart, said, go to Walmart. We have plenty of wrapping paper. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to Walmart. So I went to Walmart. You walk in the front door, and you immediately, like the first thing you see when you walk in is a giant goddamn thing of wrapping paper. Nothing but wrapping paper. You're walking. Every aisle has wrapping paper. There's wrapping paper all over the store. And I'm thinking, this is smart because they know. So what if we don't sell it all? It doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
Wrapping paper is not like shoes or denim jackets or pointy-toed boots. It doesn't go out of style, you know? Every year it's the same shit. It's like a snowman or it's a Santa or it's a...
The red one with the snow white snowflakes on it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Have you ever noticed, like, at Walmart, when you come out of there, you have that weird film on you?
The ew, I just went to Walmart film?
Yeah, it's an actual, I swear to God, I have to take a shower when I get home because it's just a weird filmy ew.
You're in the shower, you're like taking a Silkwood shower. Like, it's like a rape shower. You're like, I can't get the despair off of me. I can't get Walmart off of me.
5 minutes.
We're talking about rape. As I said in our first show, and I'll probably say it in our last show, I am against rape in all forms.
Dramatic silence.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are you doing for Christmas this year?
Go have a Halloween party.
I was thinking about the Halloween costumes, and I go to Target looking for some cheap-ass Halloween thing. I should go to Walmart.
Yeah. Apparently, speaking of costumes, this is, I guess, the first year that superhero costumes are outselling princess costumes.
Yes.
So, I like that. They'd sell even more if they would just have more fucking girl superhero costumes other than just Wonder Woman, Batgirl, and Supergirl.
Isn't that all of them?
Yeah. There are others.
There's Firestar. I know Firestar.
Well, yeah, you know them, but they're not going to have them as costumes.
Isis.
Almighty Isis.
Oh, man. That was so fun when ISIS first became, like, the terrorist group ISIS first came to power.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun, like, comparing them to the Egyptian goddess from the 70s.
The Egyptian goddess of the 70s.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was the year 70.
The year 70. The 70s. You mean the 1970s? No, the 70s. The 770s, because it's Islam and Muslims didn't come around until the 700s.
Who made that a thing?
What, Muslims?
Yes.
Or Islam?
Oh yeah. When did that be, either one? When did that become a thing?
When Barack Hussein Obama became president.
Thanks, Obama.
It is funny, you know. Nobody really talks about it except for super right-wing nut jobs. But when they talk about it, it doesn't really even feel like a thing. Like when they talk about his middle name being Hussein, and they love calling him Barack Hussein Obama just to get that Hussein thing in there.
Yeah.
And it's funny how it doesn't really, even when they do it, it doesn't really seem like a thing. But we had a president named George, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's more American than George? And before him, it was Bill. And before him, it was George. And before him, it was Ronald. And then Jimmy.
Jimmy. We had a president named Jimmy.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
Not James. Not Jim.
That's right.
Jimmy. Jimmy. And Gerald before him, and Richard. I mean, all these just solid European names, right? And then we're like, fuck it, let's go with Barack Hussein. And nobody blinked an eye. Right. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody except for, you know, those people.
Yes.
I don't know. I just think that's interesting. That was a non sequitur. That's what you call a non sequitur. Back to Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of the clowns, shout out to your buddy Ken, man. He posted this thing about the scariest thing about all these clown sightings that are popping up everywhere is, like, there could literally be like 100 of them in one car.
Yeah. And it'll be one of those little... one of those Mini Coopers. There's a street sign, one of those, like, that have lights in it that have, like, you know, caution next 5 miles or whatever. I saw the other day that said, watch out for clowns.
Like, really?
Yeah. I'm not even lying. It was like, because we drove by it, and I'm like, did that just, and my buddy's dying. He goes, it said, watch out for clowns. I'm like, good, I wasn't the only one that read that.
Clown college near?
Don't yeah.
Pick up hitchhikers?
Yeah. Slow clown crossing.
There's nothing less funny than a slow clown, man. That's right. I gotta tell you. All right, switching gears. So I had my last trip down to Bloomington Tuesday.
How were the donuts?
I did not have a donut. By the end of the day, I thought, damn, I didn't have a donut. I bought 2 dozen goddamn donuts, and I didn't even have one. But this was funny. I was late, as usual, because it's an hour and a half to get down there. Plus, I had to stop and get donuts. So I walk in. Like, there was a meeting, and I knew there would be a meeting, which is why I bought the donuts. Like, everybody in the same place, right?
Right.
So the door was open, and I walk up, and I got my donuts. And I just kind of walk into the room, and somebody, my program manager was the somebody. She was going on about some action item or something. And she's like, so does this need to be clarified? Or is there anything? Are we bought into this? Does anybody need to? And I'm looking, and I glanced around the room, and everybody's just kind of like glazed over. You know, everybody's got, it's like sleepy sand, only if everybody had sleepy sand covering their entire face. Mm-hmm. It was like, and I walk up and I go, hey, everybody, I have donuts. everybody like, pop, you know, perks up, and they're like, hey, Steve, donuts. All right. I just put that on. Here, I'll pass them around. after the hubbub settled down, then it was like, so anybody have any questions about this action item? They want to, you know, is there any status? Anybody want to anything?
Euler.
Yeah. And then later on, the person who's taking my place, I was talking to her, and she's like, oh my God, that meeting. Oh, I know what it was. The three of us, my replacement plus my program manager and I were talking, and they're going, I don't know, that meeting, we got to do something about that meeting. People don't seem to be engaged. They don't seem to be into the meeting. They don't seem to be like, and my replacement goes, I don't know. I think when Steve showed up, everybody perked up. I was like, right. I brought donuts.
That's right.
She's like, I don't know. I think it was more than the donuts. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it was. I got more than donuts. Oh, man. It was pretty funny, though. And then, so last days are always weird, you know?
Yeah.
Last days and first days. Something about, I can't remember shit except all of my last days and all of my first days in the past, you know? And, like, do you remember your last day at your last job?
When I worked at the restaurant, see, I worked there twice. The first time I quit, everybody pitched in and bought me like a half a gallon of scotch.
Everybody bought you a half a gallon of scotch?
No, like everybody pitched in. They pitched in and bought one half gallon. Yeah, which was half gone before I even got home. So we're sitting at the bar with my bottle
drinking my bottle.
And then when I came back several months later, the same thing happened.
like you keep coming here and you keep quitting just to get the half gallon of scotch.
That's right. I figured out what the volume versus time away equals out to where it's a half a gallon, and that's exactly how long I would quit, you know.
Hey, everybody, it's the quarterly farewell to Paul party.
Sorry, everybody pitch in.
Everybody pitch in, come on. Like, you just show up, and like, you're like, hey, Paul, you're back. Yeah, the pitch-in has already started. There's an envelope. I was speaking of pitching in, it was my birthday one day at work.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. And So some people got a card for me, and they were passing. I get to lunch, and they're passing the card around. I could see they're passing the card around to all my lunch, like people that I always ate lunch with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sit down, and they like try to hide it, and then they finally like, oh, hey, we got you this card. And I go, did everybody get a chance to sign it? So he's like, no, I didn't. Like, this girl's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, oh, here, Heather. Here, go ahead and say, here you go. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to sign it.
Well, that's right.
And so it was kind of a running joke. And then every time somebody would sit down at the table, I'd be like, hey, did you sign the card yet? It's like, no. And so lunch is over, and I see this guy who I like cutting up with. You know, there's always a guy that is fun to cut up with.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I knew he would be funny when I was walking through the lab, and I see like halfway across the lab, I see him doing Ernest T. Bass. he's doing his Ernest T. Bass impersonation. He's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm Ernest T. I was like, oh, I'm going to like this guy.
Mother figure.
Mother figure. Say ah, ah. Kind of draw it out a little bit. He was getting his physical for the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
For the military. His doctor's giving him Ernest T. I'm talking about an Andy Griffith episode now.
Yeah.
And Ernest T's getting his physical for the military. And the doctor's like, okay, say ah. He's trying to look at his mouth. He's like, ah. Kind of draw it out a little bit. Ah. Good. Good. Okay. Now I'm going to look in your ear. He looks at his ear, and Ernest T goes, ah. He's like, no, no, no. You don't need to say ah for looking in your ear. He's like, well, you want me to say. He goes, just hush. He goes, hush. Cracks me up every time.
Yep.
So anyway, I go up to this guy after all the birthday stuff, and I said, hey, Larry, I got a birthday card at my desk. If you want to swing by, you know, we're taking up a little collection. Whatever you can afford, $5, $10, whatever, doesn't matter. But if you want to sign the card, I have it at my desk. Swing on by later, all right? He's like, yeah, 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 man. Yeah, I'll do that, buddy. Whose birthday is it? And I go, oh, well, it's mine. And he about fell out of his chair.
Oh, shit.
Taking up my own damn collection.
Right? They bring in your own card. Everybody get a chance to sign my card?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody sign my card, take up a collection. You know, whatever. You don't have to give anything. Most people are giving $15 or $20, but you don't have to give anything. But most people are. Most people are giving like 15. Some people are doing 25. You don't have to give anything. One person gave 50. I insist on you not feeling like you have to give 50. Right? I insist. So my last day was yesterday, which would be last Tuesday when you're listening to this. And it was a weird last day, because usually my last days are like, okay, everything finished up, and it's just a natural progression. I did get fired one time, so that last day was like super weird. But usually I see it coming, things are finished, and I'm kind of, you know, I have mixed feelings, because I'm kind of like, well, I don't know, I kind of had some good times here, miss everybody, whatever. But I was so goddamn sick of driving down there. I was just, I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there, right? And shit kept happening. They kept reminding me, because as I was sitting there talking, they hired 3 people to replace me.
Wow, so, man, you're like the shit. It takes 3 people to replace you. It
takes 3 people to replace me. And somebody said maybe I should have been charging triple.
Yeah, you missed out there.
So I said, well, maybe they're only paying them a third of what they were paying me. So maybe I was charging triple. I have no idea. But there,
y'all could have carpooled, and then,
yeah, they're not from here.
Oh, well,
there is that. The, I was starting to get into it a little bit. I was kind of like doing the transition, and I'm thinking, oh man, I'm just thinking about how this program could go and how they have these ideas. And boy, if I had had their help, like I could. And then program manager comes in the room. Hey everybody, how's it going with the transition? And I was like, oh yeah, I hate this place. And, but there is one thing that I did get a little bit choked up about. And that is, as I was saying my final goodbyes, I'm getting ready to walk out. I used to love at lunchtime going out and taking a walk, and there were some woods in the back, and there was a trail that went through the woods. And mm-hmm. there was a nice long path, and I used to go out there listening to podcasts and shit and walking around in those woods. And I actually really enjoyed that. And I thought, oh, I'm going to miss that. I got a little choked up. And I thought, well, this is idiotic. I think I may be, one of my mental deficiencies may be I have a problem with goodbyes, and I have a problem with last days in the end of things, right? Because I thought, how in the hell? Those were some dark goddamn days going down
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, your whole mood and everything was different.
I was fucking depressed and stressed and tired, exhausted. I mean, yes, I will remember the first day, and I'll remember the last day, and I'll remember some of the days in between, but mostly what I'll remember is those were some dark days.
It's like a failed relationship. You know, like, I'm gonna miss the Netflix and chill, but you know, the psychotic parts and everything more, you know, there's just there's no trade there, you know. It's not a good trade.
Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about breaking up and how you got to do that shit over the phone. You can't, or text. These days, text, Twitter. I mean, just tweet out, hey, I'm breaking up with you. Hopefully you're following my tweets.
Just change your status on your Facebook. And
from in a relationship to it's complicated to single. And then like, you get a text. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, what the goddamn? And yeah. You're like, oh, didn't I tell you? I thought I told you. That's weird. Right. Anyway, yeah, there you go. I think I got a thing. I think I got a thing with the end of things, like things mm-hmm. ending. I had a fear of death when I was a kid, but don't all kids have that? Like, do you remember, like, being afraid of dying, or at least being afraid of your parents dying?
Like, at what age would you say as a kid? Because
somewhere between 5 and 10-ish. Maybe 8.
Not that I'm aware of. So I'm thinking, I'm seeing a pattern here with you.
Huh.
They're definitely connected.
I should go on that goddamn radio therapy show.
I was going to say, are we on their show tonight?
That's what I should
they
do.
They just don't know it.
They just don't know it. They're just going to play our show instead of recording another show. They're just going to play our show. If you guys haven't heard it, go out to radiotherapy.something. I don't know. How do you find their show? I went to iTunes, couldn't find it. I went to Libsyn or whatever it's called, couldn't find it. I was like, how do I find it? So are they on iTunes?
I don't know what they're on. What I do, I don't know what, I don't know what they're on. But, no, I listen to them. I just go on their Facebook page, and then they'll usually have the link on there, and I just click it. So that's how I do most of my podcast listening, is I just go from their Facebook page. And
yeah. My problem is I'm usually in the car or at work or something. Like, if I'm in the car, I'm fumbling around with my phone trying to find, I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen to one of them radio therapy things. And the next thing you know, I'm driving through a cornfield. I'm like, oh.
You're driving through the nice nature walk.
Yeah. Look, I'm like, huh, that's weird. So yeah, anyway, I think there is a connection. We've talked about this, but we've got a lot of new listeners, so we might as well cover this ground again. I think that the fundamentalist Christian Jesus thumping upbringing had some to do with that.
I'd like to because thump Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. We just lost our entire Baptist demographic.
They're no longer going to pray for our souls.
We also lost 3 of our Jews for Jesus. We only had 5, so we can't really afford to lose too many of those. There was a lot. I mean, a lot of talk. Well, you remember. There was a lot of death talk. A lot of talk about what happens when you die. What happens if you aren't perfect when you die? Like, if you forgot to ask Jesus for forgiveness at some point, and you did something like accidentally lie or accidentally, you know, touch something you weren't supposed to touch, or, you know.
You mean show prep?
Show prep. Or maybe you heard a song. Maybe you didn't even play the song on purpose, but just came on the radio and it's a demonic song. There was a lot of demon talk. Like, a lot of the devil's here, the devil's there, the devil's everywhere. The devil's going to possess you if you hear the wrong music, if you play the wrong game, if you watch the wrong movie or TV show. And that was like drilled into us.
Yeah.
But it's weird that I say that. If my mom were listening, she'd probably go, wait a minute, we didn't go to church all that much. Like, it didn't take much. It did not take much. So yeah, maybe there's a connection there. I don't know. Like, I'm afraid of losing shit. What am I afraid of losing? Let's get that little kid out of me, and so I can start over.
Sorry.
That's it. There's a little boy inside of me.
Oh, hey, we just went somewhere totally wrong.
We cover bestiality. We've covered rape. That is the one taboo.
I meant, like, you know, you ate him or something, you know.
Oh, right.
I love the rich. Whole wheat goodness, Kellogg's Mini Wheats. But the delicious frosted side makes the rich kid in me open wide.
The nutritious shredded wheat helps keep me on my toes. But the little ballerina in me thinks the taste steals the show.
Kellogg's Mini Wheats. Wholesome shredded wheat for the adult in you. Great taste for the kid in you. So they're delicious and nutritious.
The whole grain wheat really packs a crunch. But the delicious taste gives it just the right punch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Don't Panic Radio Show. Well, I want to start by apologizing. I made a pledge to say the word fuck less. And I didn't live up to that pledge in the last segment. And I was wrong. And I'm sorry. Just want to apologize. I don't want this to be one of those non-apology apologies.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not like, I'm sorry if you were offended. I'm sorry that I said something that caused you to overreact and to be over. I'm sorry you're so overly sensitive. I don't want it to be one of those. I just straight up, I was wrong. And I will try to do better. I will goddamn try to do better in the future. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. So in that vein, you know, I think it was because of my religious upbringing and my fear of death and my obsession with the devil that was indoctrinated into me, that the movies that always scare me the most are the paranormal ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because, and I remember telling people, we used to have those conversations with people like, what kind of movie scares you the most, right? Mm-hmm. Slasher movies don't scare me.
No.
Just because it's like, well, it's just fun, right? It's just fun to watch the gore, right? It's not scary. I mean, they're startling and there's suspense, but
they don't do anything for me.
So people go, so why do you think that is? And I go, well, with the paranormal, and this is what's funny, the paranormal stuff. I mean, that could actually happen
because no one's ever been stabbed.
I guess what I meant was it could actually happen to me at any time. It's like, somebody breaks in the front door with a dagger or a damn...
What is this, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, so he's with a +2 dagger and a +3 broadsword. Well, I mean, I've got +2 chainmail, so I'm... And I sleep in that shit.
That's right.
Ain't nobody going to goddamn me up while I'm sleeping. I mean, I'm goddamn wearing that goddamn armor. So... I think that's what it was. So when I'm laying in my bed at night and I would hear something,
mm-hmm.
like I would never think, ooh, maybe it's a slasher, right? Maybe it's Paul from up the street breaking into my house with a chainsaw. I would never think that. I would immediately think it's probably a ghost or a demon or some other paranormal thing coming to steal my soul, like tear my soul apart. So I saw The Omen when I was too young to see The Omen. And it's this, if you haven't seen it, it's this movie about this little kid. All I remember about it, I haven't seen it in years, but what I do remember,
mm-hmm.
this kid was possessed and he was a mean little goddammer.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying.
I know.
I'm trying real hard.
You can do it.
And his name was Damien.
Right.
And so anytime there was a mean little kid, my parent, like it was an inside joke. We'd always call him Damien. Me and my parents.
Everybody did.
And there was this kid, like one of my cousins or something, or cousin, like child of a cousin or something. And he was a mean little kid. And I think my dad actually one time actually called him Damien. Like, Damien, cut that out. Like, what'd you just call him? Nothing. You remember seeing that movie?
Yeah, and you'd said that you would never let, you saw it when you were 10 or 11, but you wouldn't let your kids see it now. Why? I mean, there's really nothing, by today's standards, it's a Disney film. I think what it is you're remembering it a certain way. Because I noticed that happened to me with, well, when my oldest finally mustered up the mustard to watch Night of the Living Dead with me.
Yeah.
Like, there was one part that, like, creeped her out, but that was it. And I remember as a kid seeing that thing and having to scare the shit out of me, you know. Mm. And to this day, it's still one of the, I watch, that's one of those movies I watch like I'm 10 years old, you know. You kind of put like Star Wars. Nobody, no full grown man sits down at 48 years old and watches Star Wars. They sit down and they're suddenly the same age they were the first time they saw it. Mm. And that's kind of how I am with that movie. So I don't know. I think we just, you know, there's much worse newer movies out there than movies like The Omen and, you know,
Amityville Horror.
Yeah, and those movies were rated R because, like, they would have, like, the word shit in them, like, once. You know? And some blood, maybe.
And somebody... That little girl's head spun all the way around on her goddamn shoulder.
That's right.
That was scary.
Yeah, but not by today's standard.
Right. I don't know. My younger one, my 8-year-old, mm-hmm. is afraid to go downstairs by herself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't pinpoint why. She's like, I don't know why. I'm just scared. I'm like, if I let her watch Damien in a fucking Amityville house, she's going to be fucked up. I mean, goddamned up for life, right? Or maybe I'm projecting.
I think perhaps you're projecting.
Maybe I'm trying to protect that little boy, that little Stevie, back in 1974. Maybe I'm still trying to protect him. Somebody's got to protect him. Don't you realize? Somebody's got to save him. If I don't, who will?
I think we've...
Ooh, wow, I blacked out there for a second. Where was I? Yeah. Where are we? What are we doing? Are we back?
I think we crossed into some weird area there.
Yeah, that little boy is still scared. Yeah, well, maybe my 11-year-old's having a Halloween sleepover the weekend before Halloween.
Is she having it at your house or going somewhere else?
Yeah, at our house.
Okay.
She said, we're going to watch horror movies. And she's like, but Sabrina probably won't watch it because Sabrina gets scared. I don't even think Sabrina's ever seen a PG-13 movie. So we're going to watch one horror movie because I know she has a friend named Evian. And I'm like, Evian? Her name's Evian? How does that work?
Her parents named her after their favorite water.
And her sister is Awkwafina. And,
Well, we went to school with her.
Dasani. Yeah,
Dasani and Awkwafina Jackson.
Dad, I'm Awkwafina. That's right. Go tell your brother Propel to get in here for dinner. Anyway, I don't know how that works. So they had an exchange student named LaCroix.
Is Propel related to rotation?
Propel and rotation. They got together. Anyway, so she's like, we're going to watch a horror movie. Sabrina could go do something else. And then we'll watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I was like, what are her parents? I'm just like thinking. And she goes, and I'm not telling you, Dad, what we're going to watch. Because you won't let us. And so we're just going to watch it without telling you what it is. So I kind of think she can handle it. You know, she probably could watch The Omen, Amityville Horror, and those things. Probably not Paranormal Activity. I got to tell you, I love Paranormal Activity. Did you ever see that?
I really enjoyed the first one. I stopped after halfway through the second one because it was just
me too.
Same old, same old.
I couldn't get through. Yeah, that I was mad at myself for wasting my time on half of it, of the second one. But the first one I thought was really cool. And like really.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word innovative because when you use the word innovative about a movie, that makes you a douchebag or a blowhard. That was really innovative. It was a movie.
That's right.
Blair Witch Project in somebody's apartment. But that... Yeah.
But cool.
Again, it was like what they did with it, with the dude setting up the camera,
mm-hmm.
and you're not quite sure what's going on, and the way that she just stood there for like 3 hours staring at him.
Yeah.
I thought, that's some shit that could happen. Like, even without demonic possession, what if she's just crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you wake up and you're like, or you look at the footage later and you're like, What the shit? What were you doing? What? Why were you doing that?
Yeah.
Why am I so tired? Because you were standing there looking at me all night.
Right. Well, the reason why that shit's so scary is because, you know, when we're asleep, we're like extremely vulnerable, and it's doubly so in that movie because when we're asleep, we're vulnerable. We're just, you know, anything could happen to us. We wouldn't even know.
And I'm in chainmail. I'm not.
That's true. With your plus two sword.
Everybody else, though, I get what you're saying. Most people.
Most people who don't own plus two chainmail. You know, right. And then when you take into consideration that she's like possessed or whatever and just standing there, that goes into the whole fear of not having any control over our own bodies. So it like multiplied the creepiness factor. Now, I loved the first one. And I went into it kicking and screaming. My friends liked it and tried to get me to watch it. I thought, whatever. And it actually turned out to be really cool.
I think you're onto something there. I think the when you're any movie about sleeping, and like Invasion of the Body Snatchers freaked me out because the you can't go to sleep because if you go to sleep, something bad will happen. You're right. We're totally vulnerable. And like last Halloween episode, that whole story about the Russian experiment
with
the dudes with sleep deprivations.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something mysterious and bizarre about sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the not having control of your body, and we've all had shit happen that we can't explain, right?
Right.
There's always been that noise, or there's always been that, I thought I put that vase on that side of the dresser, and now it's on the other side. You know, you were sleepwalking, you know, we can't explain. We don't know why or what, and we still don't know what sleep actually is, and we don't know what goes on during sleep, right? So all of these unknowns, it's like an ancient primal, like we fill in the blanks, right?
That's exactly what it is, and that's why the paranormal type movies are, for me, and I know for you, they're the better choice for horror movies. Because these are fears that go way back to when we lived in caves, you know.
It's true. It's true. When we were in the rainforest or in the caves or in the Serengeti, we would fill in the blanks with what goes on when we're asleep. What goes on in the dark? What are those noises? Why? Well, for thousands of years, maybe millions of years, people explained everything using the paranormal.
Yeah.
The weather, whether or not they won a battle, earthquakes, famine, you know, everything was explained using the paranormal, and shit that doesn't work generally gets like brushed aside. Right. So whatever they were doing and using to predict shit was working for them, and if it didn't come to pass enough times, it would have just dropped off and it would have been like, well, that's dumb, that doesn't even work, you know. It's sacrificing virgins to the gods. We've done that 3 years in a row, and 3 years in a row we had famine, so fuck, that doesn't work. Right.
Let's get the whore. So, we'll sacrifice the whore this time. That's
sacrifice a whore. Maybe the gods are sick of virgins. They want somebody that knows what they're doing.
That's so right. You know, every once in a while, you want a finger in your butthole.
That's right. Every once in a while. So clearly, for millions of years, we've had this evolution has baked into us reinforcement that there is something paranormal going on. It's the gods, or I like the ancient view. Like you were saying earlier, if Satan's everywhere and if God's everywhere and God's supposed to be more powerful than Satan, what the fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ancient view of gods wasn't that gods are good and devils are bad. It's like, no, there's just gods. And gods aren't good, and they're not bad. Right. They're just and they're jealous and they compete against each other. And yes, they're powerful, but if one god hates another god, they can change things, you know. I like that view better. Yep. It makes more sense.
Yeah, it's the whole role of family, but just on a celestial scale. Families are just, nobody's wholly good or wholly bad, you know.
Yeah, I think we, and that's probably the, you know, we kind of opened the show a little bit with the, or maybe we didn't. Our listeners may not know that we opened the show, went for 5 minutes, and realized I didn't have my microphone plugged in. So we may not have talked about this on the show, but the whole why is it, you know, here we are in 2016. They're actually talking about ways to make floating cars, finally. We were talking about autonomous cars that drive themselves, which, by the way, we're going to do a show on that after we get through the holiday. Because I'm fascinated. Every time I talk about self-driving cars, I talk about how I can't wait. And 9 out of 10 people go, not me. No, I don't trust them. I don't want to drive myself. It's like, what is it about us humans that we believe we're better drivers than a highly sophisticated artificial intelligence driver? But anyway, that's for another show. But
yeah. It's, yeah.
Yep. 2016. We got all this shit. We got Google. We got Siri. Yet, religion's on the rise. And the fundamentalist religion is on the rise. Is it because we are so... And not just religion, but the Abrahamic religions. Abrahamic. I want an Abrahamic. You know, you can have your regular mesh hammock. You can have your... Like, one of the ones that... Skipper and little buddy head. I wanted Abrahamic. Anyway, the Abrahamic religions, which are all about good versus evil, right? Whether it's Jews, Muslims, or Christians, it's black and white, good, evil. Maybe it's because the more chaotic the times, the more people are looking for black and white answers.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm glad we got that figured out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you hit the nail on the head with that.
How else do you explain Trump? He's got answers for everything.
Yeah, and he's like that line in The Simpsons where Flanders was praying to God, and he's like, "Lord, I've followed every word in the Bible, even the things that contradict the other thing." You know? it's like that's Trump right there.
Yes. Fortunately, he's going to lose.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hillary's going to win. So that's politics for this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for liking. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for telling a friend. Do It Indie Radio Hour is next with at least MP Pumpkin Spice, possibly Tolan.
It's crapshoot.
Either way, it'll be good. Make sure you listen. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
If you're in the Indianapolis area, October 22nd, Grove House in Fountain Square, the third anniversary celebration of the Do It Indie Radio Hour. I'll be there because all three of my girls will be camping with the Girl Scouts all night, which means I'm a bachelor that night. And if you can make it down, you know, I know you're going to be in Kokomo this weekend.
Right.
At a con, right?
Right.
But the following weekend is the third anniversary celebration. I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to weasel my way into maybe saying a few words. Maybe I'll do a live intro. Live from Grove House in Fountain Square. It's the Do It Indie Radio Hour. So there you go. Do It Indie Radio Hour is next. The big celebration, October 22nd. If you're in Indy, be there. Be square. Thanks for listening. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson. Nothing you just heard was true.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Ah, bullshit.